crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things. Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
We're back on Drive Time Sports, and today on the Coach's Corner, we're going to talk a lot of high school baseball. We're gearing up for the start of the baseball season, which will actually take place tomorrow. Both Carbon and Emory are going to be in action. We're going to talk to Emory coach Rob Smith next segment. This segment, though, we're going to talk to Coach Jeff Cincinnatus of the Carbon High School baseball squad. He's joining us right now in the studio. Coach, is always a pleasure. So I appreciate the time today.
Oh, appreciate you squeezing me in, Jordan. Thanks.
Oh, absolutely. It's here. Right? You and I were just talking a second ago. There really is no break between winter and spring sports. I mean, we end winter, we go right into spring, and you guys open up the season tomorrow. It's that quick.
Yeah, they overlap. I mean, you just had to... You know, 4A, 5A, 6A boys title settled on Saturday. And, they, you know, I know they've got some games that will open up tomorrow also. We've at least had a week since basketball ended at the 3A level. But, yeah, no time to relax. We had a couple days of tryouts, a couple practices so far. And like you said, we open up tomorrow actually here at USU Eastern's field against Springville.
Yeah, that game was originally scheduled to be on the road, but you guys have been able to maneuver things. That's good, because looking at the schedule, if this was a road game, you guys wouldn't play at home until March 15th, and it doesn't sound like it's that far off, but there's a lot of baseball between tomorrow and March 15th.
Yeah, it's tough with the weather, you know, so I always try and hold those first couple weeks of the season open, because you just never know what kind of shape our field's going to be in here and whatnot. And that was the problem with tomorrow. Springville has gotten a lot more snow than we have, and so this will be the second year in a row we've actually had to push that game to down here, which is good for us. Like you said, at least we get a home game before we head off to St. George for the weekend, and I know even when we come back we've got some more road games. And you know, it is good to at least get one here at home in the next few weeks before we do open up at home, you know, for good.
Let's talk about the makeup of the team. You had mentioned to me off air that you've kept 38 kids this go around, which is a large number, but there is a new pitch count rule, which I'm sure we can talk about that as well. I'm sure that kind of played hand in hand as to why you kept so many kids.
Yeah, you know, the pitch count rule, we had it in effect last year, and I think we all kind of seen the effects of that rule, you know, play a big part, especially come into the season when you got into state tournament play. You know, I know we had some number fours and number fives thrown in state championship games last year, which, you know, kind of got ugly a little bit in the semifinals and finals of the 3A tournament. But, you know, I did keep 38. It's the same number I kept last year, which when you look at it, it's a lot, but maybe not a lot when you have a varsity JV, sophomore and freshman team. We will try and play just some straight freshman games also. And so 38 kids is... You know, it's a good number, hopefully, to work with. You're always trying to, you know, make your program better. I think we kept 10 freshmen this year. So to get those guys some time is going to be good. We do have, I believe, 10 seniors and 11 juniors, or 10 and 10 maybe is what it ended up being. And so, you know, 20 kids at the varsity JV level is going to be a good bunch. And I know the majority of those kids, I think at least 12 of those kids will see time on the mound for us. So that's a positive thing. But, you know, overall, it just makes practice a little more difficult with that number. But, you know, come game times and what we're doing, I think it's going to work out just fine.
Let's talk about some of the returners, Coach. Who's going to play a big impact on this year's team?
Well, obviously, Zach Bradley played a big impact on our pitching staff last year. And he'll be back as a senior this year. Adrian Sanchez really came on at the end of last year and pitched very well for us in the state tournament and had a good summer campaign for us. And he's a junior this year who, you know, he'll be back on the mound. Cody Lowe seems like he's been there forever. It's a kid that seen varsity time as a freshman, started as a sophomore, and obviously last year. And once again, he'll see time on the mound for us as well. And we look to, you know, have him carry the load for us on the offensive side of things. And Ty Anderson's another kid coming back who started just about every game for us last year on the infield. You know, we've got a lot of good players coming back, a big group of seniors, like I talked about, who have all contributed in the last couple of years at the varsity level for us, and then even the juniors that are coming back. Anthony Jones seen substantial amount of time at the end of the year last year catching for us and then caught all summer. So, you know, I feel really comfortable about that position too. And And so I'm excited about the group we have coming back. Triton Abeda missed all last year due to an injury that he received in wrestling. And, you know, he had a great wrestling season this year. I think he ended up fourth in the state in his weight class, which was awesome for him. And, you know, he looks to be healthy, and he's going to get back on the mound for us and see some time on the infield. So, you know, I'm excited. We talk about it every year. You know, it just comes down to putting runs on the board. And every year it comes down to whether you swing the bats when it's time. And I feel good about the defense and the pitching staff we'll put on the field. And once again, it just comes down to putting the ball in play and scoring some runs. And we'll see how that plays out.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Jeff Cincinnatus of the Carbondino Baseball Squad. You talk about scoring runs, and you know, that's something that I know you're going to see the offense continue to evolve throughout the year, Coach, but in the early going, you know, we can talk about this week of action, the game against Springville tomorrow, and then traveling to the Pizza Hut Classic. From an offensive standpoint, I'm sure that all you can ask for is quality at-bats, right? I mean, that's how you get things rolling offensively in the early part of the season, quality at-bats.
Yeah, and you mentioned quality at-bats, and those can be, you know, numerous ways. I mean, you could have a strikeout and still have it be a quality at-bat as long as the guy's seeing a lot of pitches, you know, fouling some balls off. Obviously, we'd like to put the ball in play and not have strikeouts, but, you know, it is a quality at-bat type of deal. That's going to be a big thing all year long. We base a lot of what we do off those quality at-bats. Are we moving runners around? You know, are we bunting them around? Are we hitting run? What are we doing with them? You know, so early in the year, you know, I want our guys to be aggressive within the zone, obviously. And then once, you know, they're starting to see a lot more pitches, then we can be a little bit more, you know, picky about the pitch that we're looking for. But I really want their focus this week to be really aggressive at the plate. I don't want us going up and taking a strike or two before we decide we're going to swing a bat. And that's kind of something we've done the last couple of years. We've tried to get it through their heads that we don't want to do that, but for some reason we take a lot of pitches early in the year. And I hope this year is a change in that, because we've really been talking to them about being aggressive. And, you know, obviously don't want to go up and swing at a lot of bad pitches in the dirt or whatever it is. But, you know, early in the season, you're going to see a lot of pitchers, I think, just trying to find the strike zone and throw strikes, not be real finesse pitchers at this point in time in the season, and just get the ball to the plate. And so as hitters, you know, we need to be looking for that first good pitch we see and jumping all over something. And like you said, just having quality at bats for the next few weeks.
You guys do have 2 weeks before you actually open up region play. That'll be against Providence Hall on March 20th. As far as the region schedule goes, we've gone away from the three region games, right? I mean, we only play each other twice now.
Yeah, just, you know, we go home and away or whatever it is. You know, with the number of teams in our region, that's something we had to do. I believe we've got 7 teams in our region now. So, you know, playing 12 league games just makes it tough. I mean, if you look when we start region play the 20th of this month, that's a week earlier than normal. And our state tournament starts a week earlier than normal. So we're trying to squeeze all that in into a shorter amount of time this year. I do have some, you know, non-league games scattered out throughout the rest of the schedule. We won't get them all in before region play starts. I think we've got a few of them that are right during the middle of the season too that we got scheduled. And I'm really happy about our non-region schedule too. When you look at it, we've got some really good programs scheduled. Salem Hills, you know, Mountain View, Provo. You know, I think at the end of the year we have Desert Hills coming here the week before the state tournament. So we've got some really quality schools that we're going to face. We're going down to a tournament, like you mentioned, St. George, where we're going to see, you know, all bigger schools now. All those schools have moved up to the 4A ranks, Dixie, Payson, and Judge Memorial. And then we're going to go to another tournament in a few weeks out in San Juan, where, you know, I know we're going to see some quality teams with Grand being included in that group. So I'm really happy about our schedule. And like I've always told the kids, you know, we're working towards that state tournament. We're not winning a championship today or tomorrow, but we're working towards it. And hopefully, you know, come second, third week of May, that's where we're at.
So only playing two region games and not playing doubleheaders, even with the newer, I guess we can say, pitch count rules that we have here throughout the state. Does that matter at all, where you get 3 days or 2 days in between games against an opponent? That changes the dynamic a little bit.
Yeah, it's definitely going to change it for us this year compared to last year, where we were playing a single and a double and having 3 games during the week. You know, that really made... You know, you really had to be on your toes with your pitch count and what you were doing with your pitchers. And, you know, going a Tuesday-Friday setup, you know, it does give you a few days rest, so you might be able to let that pitcher go a few more pitches than you would have last year. What it really comes down to, though, is the end of the year when the state tournament rolls around. You're back in that situation where you're playing a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the second week of a state tournament, and you got to really see how your pitching lays out when that time comes around. So developing these guys right now is really big for us. When you look at our schedule, there are a lot of weeks where we have three games in a week because I've thrown in a non-league game. So we still have that pitch count that's going to affect us during the week because, you know, when you're playing against some of these schools, like I mentioned at Salem Hills and whatnot, I mean, you need to have quality guys on the mound. I mean, guys that are going to keep you in the ball game. You know, we're looking to win every one of those games, not just put them on our schedule and say we played them. So, you know, you're still going to have to keep an eye on your pitch count. Obviously, your league games are the most important thing. But those outer league games, you know, non-league games right now, they're big for us too because that's where we're going to keep developing and working on things. And so, you know, I look at every one of our games as the most important thing that we have coming up. And so we'll play it by ear and see how it comes out.
We'll end with this, Coach. The assistants that you're going to have in the dugout with you this year. Last time we had you in, you were in the process of hiring some of those assistants. Now on the eve of the season opener, I'm sure that's set.
Yeah. At the varsity level, Kyle Beta's back. He's been helping me for a few years now. Good to get him back. A familiar face with Brett Bennett, who was actually Carbon High's head coach four or five years ago now. He took over for Coach Monier when he left and was the head coach for 1 year before I took over. It's good to get Brett back out there. You know, so we got a lot of experience at our varsity level coaching staff. Taylan Abeda and Bo Rich are going to round out my younger group. Taylan's back for a second year helping out, and Bo Rich just coming off of a coaching season at Helper with basketball. And the thing about it, all these guys at one time or another have all played for me and been in my system, you know, kind of dating how old I'm getting. But it's nice to have guys that want to come back, want to give back and help coach, and they all know my system. They all know what to expect from me. And I feel comfortable at any day if I'm, you know, happen to not be there, that they're doing the right thing and teaching these guys, you know, what we need to move forward. One other thing I do want to touch base. We are going a little bit earlier this year with our youth camp, something I need to get you the information for. But that youth camp is going to be Wednesday, March 14th. We're going to run it on a weekday this year to see if we can't make sure we get all of the Little League teams out. I know we've been missing some that play a lot of travel ball when we've been running it on Saturdays, but we're going to be out in Helper from 4 to 6 p.m. on Wednesday, March 14th, and basically that's for kids ages, you know, 6, 7, 8, all the way up to 12. We're not going to run a Babe Ruth age group this year. It's kind of been one that the last few years we're not getting a lot of participation, but we would love to get as many of the Cal Ripken kids out from all over the county that we can, have them enjoy a couple hours with us and let us show them some drills and some things that we're doing. I do want everyone to know that the coaches are more than welcome from these age groups to come and see some of the drills that we do and ask any questions, and I'd love to help them out as much as I can. So, you know, hopefully Wednesday, March 14th is a great day for weather, and it's a great day for Carbon Baseball so we can run our camp, and I'll get that information to you, Jordan, so we can get on the website.
Looking forward to it. Coach, I appreciate you making time, stopping by today. Best of luck against Springville, and again this weekend as you guys travel to St. George, and hopefully we can catch up again next week.
Thanks, Jordan. Appreciate it.
All right, we got a break for just a moment. Again, we'll continue on with the high school baseball talk. When we return, we'll talk with Emory High School coach Rob Smith.